First up, let's actually unpack what an allergy is and what's going on in the body when somebody has an allergic reaction. With us is Owen McKinney. He's an immunologist at the University of Cambridge. So what actually is an allergy?
Good question. There's two key points to the answer. The first is what you would notice if you had one yourself, and the second is what's going on inside your body to cause it. It's probably easier to start with the second one first. It boils down to your immune system, and the point of your immune system is to repel invaders, to stop bugs, bacteria, viruses getting in and causing disease. And for bacteria and viruses that are extremely small, your immune system has cells that can effectively gobble up those pathogens and wave them around so that the rest of your immune system attacks them. But sometimes there are pathogens that are too large and that can't really happen to. So there's a separate branch of your immune system that deals with that. The sorts of things we're talking about here are parasites or worms. There are a branch of cells, including specialized cells called mast cells, stuffed full of granules and toxic proteins that they can release to repel or kill the invading worm or parasite.
And where are these mast cells?
Throughout your body, but they're the sort of places you might expect if you were to plan a defense. So they're lining your nose, they're lining your lungs, they're lining your gut, and they patrol around looking for trouble and trying to sort it out. When they see it, they release the proteins, repel or kill the invading bug, and that should be that.
Right, so say some kind of parasite is trying to get through my skin, it would engage with one of these cells, these mast cells, trigger it, a bit like a tripwire.
Absolutely.
And it would then discharge things like histamine into
Absolutely.
The skin, and that would be why I would develop a local reaction, like in the case we were saying, hay fever. So that's a pollen is hitting the skin, eyes, nose and throat, and it's causing the histamine to be released.
It is indeed. You're absolutely right. So in the case of a worm, you'd have all these things released and you would still notice inflammation. So it might hurt, it might go red. And that's partly due to these toxic chemicals being released, but it's doing you good.
But why is it doing me good? It doesn't feel like it's doing me good is what I'm getting at. So why is that beneficial?
So it would be beneficial if it was targeting a worm or a parasite. If it's targeting something that's a natural component of your environment, like grass pollen, like peanut, like egg, like we could go on for the huge list of things, that's not beneficial. And you really don't want that to take place. That's an accident and that's why it's a disease.
Why is it that it's confined in hay fever just to my eyes and nose? But if I am allergic, you know, we heard just now about a young person with a nut allergy, you can get symptoms all over your body. So why is there that difference?
It partly comes down to the severity of the response. An allergy is not like a binary on or off phenomenon. You can have it, but it can be low grade, or you can have it and it can be extremely severe. And there's a continuum the whole way along. The low grade stuff, you get local reactions where the pollen's coming in. It's coming into your eyes, your nose, and you have the local reaction there. If you have a much more severe reaction, such as to peanuts, it can affect the whole of your body, where not just small blood vessels dilate to give you a rash. They all do that. Your blood pressure can drop to your boots. It can actually be extremely dangerous or life-threatening.
Now, you're not born with an allergy, are you? Because your immune system is immature when you're born and it has to learn from the environment what is good and what is bad. So how do allergies get started in the first place? Do we know?
The short answer is not really. You're not born with an allergy, but you can be born with a propensity to develop it.
So it can run in a family, effectively, and
risk
a tendency towards an allergy.
A tendency towards it can run in a family. It's a risk, so it's not like there is a gene for allergy that you would inherit, but you can be born with an increased risk for allergy. Now, that's great if that increased chance of an allergic type response helps you repel parasites and worms, but it's not so good if it makes you react more against things you shouldn't, like grass pollen. So in some spectrums, an allergic response could be helpful, but in others not. It depends on the circumstance.
And in terms of managing allergy, obviously not being exposed to the thing that you know triggers these symptoms is one way to manage it, but that's not always possible, is it? If you've, you know, got to go about your day-to-day business and you're reacting to pollen, which is so tiny, it's just in the air all around you. So what's the best way that a person can manage an allergic condition?
So our treatments so far have largely been limited to trying to turn off these toxic chemicals, like you mentioned histamine. So the cells are releasing histamine as a way of trying to agitate and get rid of the worm or parasite, for example, or in this case, attacking pollen. And we have things that can block that. So antihistamines are the drugs we take that simply try to stop the effector proteins that are driving the response.
So you pop a pill, that antihistamine drug goes around your system. How does it then stop, or how does it know where the allergic reaction is going to happen so it knows to block it there?
It doesn't, is the short answer. There's no specific targeting of an antihistamine. It gets absorbed into your system. You've got it throughout your entire body. And that's why some of them have side effects. They cause a bit of drowsiness as well, because they affect other things too. It's not as targeted or selective as we would like.
In essence, you're damping down your immune system a bit all around your body. And that way you're blocking the effect were it to happen in that particular area, because the antihistamine is already there. So you've got to take it before you're exposed, basically.
No, not at all. In fact, as you know, everyone takes antihistamines after they've been exposed. The histamine is the protein that's released, so it can still work when you take it after the response has started. In some instances, people take it beforehand to stop it starting or to limit its onset as well, but it's never 100% effective.
And just very briefly, apart from antihistamines, any other drugs or classes of drugs that can be used to control allergies?
Yes, there's a class of drug called steroids, not the sort of steroids you might have associated with the Olympics, but the sort of steroid that can dampen down your immune response. They're widely used for a huge range of different sorts of immune diseases because they dampen down the immune response a little bit or a lot, depending on the dose. Your immune system is a bit like a thermostat, and what you want to do is turn it down a couple of degrees, not turn the heating off.
Owen McKinney, thank you very much. And I'm sure those sorts of steroids aren't associated with the Olympics. Anesh from Russia, of course.